We are privileged and honored, actually, to be joined on the line by former Sports Minister, the Honorable Mr. Nqonde Balfour. Mr. Balfour, good evening, sir, and thank you for joining us on SAFM. We really appreciate your time. It seems like an absurd situation that a president was taken to court, Mr. Nqonde Balfour. What was the reaction within the ruling party when this happened?
We were shocked at what had happened. At that time, I was not the Minister of Sport. But interestingly, would you believe it? I was the Director of Sport in SARU. We were in court on Toby Chamzashe, Luleki George, and a lot of NFC people were in court. And it was so painful.
There are reports that Madiba was advised against going to court and testifying, but apparently for the sake of openness, he wanted to take the stand. Is this correct?
Very correct, but I'm putting a but onto that. Madiba was a person who loved openness. And Madiba was a person who ate and lived democracy.
Now, take us back to what led to this, Mr. Nqonde Balfour. Who had initiated the commission of inquiry? Was it the sports minister, Mr. Steve Chwete? Was it both of them? Did Madiba just sign it off? I'm just trying to understand the different roles.
Mamela Gendoda, listen to me. Ministers initiate things to the president. So Steve initiated that because there were problems in rugby as they are now. You go to the president and say, Mr. President, there's this problem. We need to have a commission. And of course, the legal department and the presidency will check what can be done. And they did. They felt then at that time that we need to have this commission on racism in rugby.
This commission, was it the first time that something like this was happening in sport in the new South Africa, Mr. Nqonde Balfour?
It was the first time that it happened. Luile decided he's going to court because he doesn't see any racism in rugby. So it was with disbelief that we had to go to court.
But to everyone's surprise, the judge, William de Villiers, ruled in favor of Dr. Luile.
We were shocked at this thing. But Madiba stood there. Madiba says, I'm not sitting down. I am the accused here.
He was also accused of lying by the judge. Why was that? Were you also shocked by that?
We were shocked by that. It was painful, but we had to make sure that we are strong for Madiba's sake.
And in the appeal verdict, the Constitutional Court came down hard on Louis Late and the judge. I'm sure then you were pleased with the eventual outcome after you had appealed.
We were very pleased, but we wanted Louis Late out of rugby and out of sport. If I may, it's what's the time now? Children's night. We wanted his balls. Mm. The interesting part, I mean, I tell you, Madiba was more than larger than life. Madiba was a catalyst.
He took it in his stride.
Madiba was a mediator. Madiba was a peacemaker. He was a visionary. He was a father, a mother, a parent.
But this came 3 years after the success of the Springboks in 1995. Did Madiba deserve to be put through this, Mr. Nqonde Balfour?
He didn't deserve anything like that. He didn't. Because on the day that he came onto Ellis Park to support the Springboks, which some of us didn't support because of the past, he came in and he wore the number 6 jersey that was worn by Pinar.
Yes.
On that day in court, after the judge had given his judgment, Madiba went over to Louis Late and shook his hand. We didn't believe it. We were so angry. But he went over to Louis Late to shake his hand. And most of us from the NSC there, including Steve Chwete, we were angry. Even though he was very hurt, he went over to shake Louis Late's hand.
Now, what learnings can we take from this whole ugly and unfortunate incident? Have we learned from it, Mr. Nqonde Balfour? What can we learn from it?
At the moment, none. Trust me. At the moment, none. I love South African sport. I love South African rugby. I ran it for 5 years. But at the rate I'm seeing things, we haven't learned anything. Nay, the legacy of Madiba be instilled in us. You can't forget the hurt, the pain, but we've got to move beyond that. Madiba was above that.
Finally, when you say that we haven't learned from this, are you talking about the rugby community or just South African sport in general?
South African people, one, and rugby in particular. Madiba was an open press. He was not scared to go to court and stand there and make sure that things go well. He opposed us when we wanted to do away with the Springbok emblem. He did. And because we respected him, we agreed. But when you look at things now, fortunately, I'm a pensioner. I'm sitting in the Eastern Cape with my pigs and goats and sheep and cattle. So nobody can charge me for anything. I'm very happy for Siya Police. I'm very happy with the way things are going. But behind closed doors, things are still going haywire.
Well, Mr. Balfour, we really appreciate that you found time to speak to us. Besingafuna ukuvusa amanxeba, sicela uxolo ngokuvusa
amanxeba. No, uvusile kaloku amanxeba. You have really opened up old wounds about people who are behind issue of transformation, who don't want transformation to go forward. You have.
Let's have the conversation. 0891-104-207.
And somebody has called us on that line. Sipho in KZN, what's your comment? Good evening.
Hey, good evening. So what an interview, man. I've been listening to Mr. Van Rooyen and then the former minister, and I was so unaware of that.
Yeah.
To let you know, this morning there was a comment in Steve's show. One of the gentlemen spoke about how Nelson Mandela was taken to court, and it took me by surprise because I was unaware of that.
Yes.
And then for you to cover it and educate not just the young ones, but us as well who are of that age now and who are not aware, I really appreciate that.